We are going to cover DNA repair. DNA repair is a very important function, very high yield topic for the boards. We'll see about four different types of damages that are important to review because of the fact that damages will occur constantly on our DNA of any cells. And if it weren't to be repaired, then we would have mutations that most surely would end up causing diseases. DNA repair is a function that cannot be achieved by the proofreading capability of DNA polymerases. The proofreading capability of a DNA polymerase can only be used as it synthesizes new DNA as replication is ongoing. The 3' exonuclease activity indeed recognizes the 3' end of the newly synthesized strand, and if a mismatch base is found, it can be removed. If that mismatch base was not found, and therefore an error was placed into that new DNA, in order to recognize an error, we will need separate sets of enzymes that will be known as recognition enzymes. Without these recognition enzymes, errors due to physical causes or chemical or environmental causes would keep on happening on our DNA, promote mutations in that DNA, and eventually cause either some pathological changes or potentially the death of the cell. We're going to cover four major damages that are high yield for the boards. On figure 2.4, you see the story of thymine dimer formation and excision repair. This is a key damage to review for your boards. If you look to the top of the figure, you have a double-stranded DNA, which so happens to have two adjacent thymine. Two adjacent thymine residues, and notice the location. On the boards, they have sometimes actually drawn those DNA strands. Notice that the two thymine residues belong to the same strand. They are therefore adjacent to one another. They're not across from one another, certainly, since, as you well know, across from a T, we should find an A, which is found on, of course, the complementary antiparallel strand. Well, two adjacent thymines are a nice place for UV radiation, UV light, outside light, sunshine, for example, to create a chemical change and attach covalently by a double bond the two adjacent thymine. This is shown to you on the second part of that figure, on the second line. Attaching those two thymine together, UV light is said to create thymine dimers. These thymine dimers allow these two thymines now to no longer be in hydrogen bonds with the two A's of the complementary antiparallel strand. This therefore detaches or starts opening that DNA. If you notice, it seems a little bit as if all of a sudden we were starting really a quote-unquote a bubble of replication. This destabilized DNA, of course, is in a situation that is damaged, and certainly that could be associated with some catastrophes if anything was supposed to be expressed at this level or if replication was supposed to occur at this level. A DNA polymerase would not be specialized to recognize this. Replication is not ongoing right now. Most certainly, actually, those cells are in the G0 phase. They're just resting. Certainly, we need, therefore, what is known as a recognition enzyme. The recognition enzyme that will recognize that there is a mistake here that was induced by UV light is known as excision endonuclease. Excision endonuclease, or XE nuclease, is specialized to recognize thymine dimers within a strand. What excision endonuclease will do with a name like this, a nuclease, endo, meaning that can cut from within, endonuclease will actually chop off the segment of DNA in which the thymine dimer is to be found. A recognition enzyme can only recognize and remove the error. Certainly, it cannot do the necessary repair induced by that damage. Excision endonuclease removed in your diagram the thymine dimer and some of the adjacent normal DNA. In order to repair, we will need the activity of a DNA polymerase. DNA polymerase will actually replace the DNA bases that were removed by the excision endonuclease. To finish the repair, a DNA ligase will ligate the newly synthesized strand into the actual piece that was to be removed. So in any damages, what you'll need to know for your boards is the actual damage, what it's all about. Here, UV light causing thymine dimers. The recognition enzyme, here the excision endonuclease, and the process of repair, which is pretty much conserved using a DNA polymerase and a DNA ligase. This type of thymine dimer formation is certainly a natural event. We're all constantly exposed to UV light, and if we weren't to have this enzyme, then we would develop an extreme sensitivity to UV light. Further, you can imagine that if those thymine dimers are basically opening that DNA, this could trigger these cells to start going into replication mode and start dividing uncontrollably. There is a genetic deficiency, pretty rare, but that does exist in the enzyme excision endonuclease. This genetic deficiency is referred on your figure here to the left, second line, and is known as xeroderma pigmentosum. Xeroderma means dry skin, pigmentosum with abnormal pigmentary type of abnormalities. Xeroderma pigmentosum is going to be characterized by a deficiency in the enzyme excision endonuclease. Therefore, an impossibility in that patient to repair damages induced by UV light. The thymine dimers will abound in that DNA that is exposed to light, in other words, most often on the skin, and an extreme UV sensitivity will result from that deficiency. That extreme UV sensitivity will be associated with excessive freckling in the patient, and certainly the occurrence of multiple skin cancers. These individuals develop not only melanocyte type of cancers, such as melanomas, such as nasty nodular type of melanomas that will have a great vertical growth, a great chance of metastasizing, such as to the CNS, but also can develop some squamous cell type of carcinomas. Those would be, of course, with no risk, generally, of metastases. They just develop multiple skin cancers. Also, some corneal ulceration, since the eyes will be extremely fragile to UV light. Another type of damage that is board relevant is the deamination of cytosine. Cytosine is an important base. As a feature of this base, you would have to know for your boards that it has an amino group. Amino group can be removed by deaminases as enzyme or just deaminated by actual chemicals in particular, especially chemicals that contain nitro group. Well, deamination of a cytosine would give rise to a uracil. If you look to the top of your figure, you see a normal double-stranded DNA, and we're going to focus on the CG base pair. Cytosine can get deaminated and therefore create an unusual situation in our DNA, since once we remove the amino group of cytosine, we will end up with a uracil. That uracil has no place in our DNA. This is a base that should be found in RNA, number one. Number two, imagine that we were trying to do replication. Maybe at the most, we could imagine that across from a U, we would certainly never have a G. We would have an A. One way or the other, it is a mistake. It is a damage. It needs to be repaired. To repair that damage, we will need, therefore, recognition enzymes and repair enzymes. The recognition enzyme, first, that will realize that there is an abnormal uracil in our DNA, is known as a uracil glycosylase on your second set of arrows. Uracil glycosylase is an enzyme that will remove the uracil base from the sugar. Bases are attached to the 1' position of the sugar. This enzyme simply removes the U, but notice on the diagram, the actual sugar phosphate remains. A site on DNA that has lost the base but that still has the sugar and the phosphate is known as an AP site. Not for area postrema, here it's AP for apyrinic or apyrimidinic site. Certainly if we remove the pyrimidine, such as uracil, this AP site would be an apyrimidinic site. Certainly it is an abnormal type of site. An abnormal site because we have a sugar phosphate but no base to pair with the opposite strand. This is a damage that can itself occur spontaneously, especially when there is heat that is provided. bases are not very well tied up, if you wish, at the 1' position of sugars. Therefore, it is a very common damage that constantly is occurring in our DNA and that requires repair itself. Uracil glycosylase removed the U, left an AP site. We now need a second enzyme to recognize the AP site and remove it. This is the AP endonuclease's job. AP endonuclease will remove the sugar phosphate and create a nick in the DNA. Well, once we have the nick in the DNA, we are ready to repair those damages. Those damages will eventually be repaired, therefore, by DNA polymerase and, of course, DNA ligase. The repair is always the same, a polymerase followed by a ligase. What is key, therefore, is to know the recognition enzymes. Roughly, in this picture, we've seen two damages, the first damage being deamination of cytosine creating an abnormal uracil. The recognition enzyme in that case that is key is uracil glycosylase. AP endonuclease in that situation can be considered part of the repair enzyme. On the other hand, on the same diagram, we've seen that apurination or apyrimidination, that is creating an AP site, losing a base at position 1 of a sugar, is something that can occur spontaneously, especially when there is heat. And certainly, in that situation, the AP endonuclease itself becomes the recognition enzyme to answer on a board question. A final and important damage is to be found in the table related to that section in your syllabus. If you look under DNA repair, you'll see table 1, 2, 3, which is under title DNA repair. You'll review all of your damages, thymine dimers, cytosine deamination, and apurination or apyrimidination. You see a fourth damage of board relevance. That fourth damage of board relevance is the creation of a mismatched base. Mismatched bases occur during the S phase, during, therefore, replication. When DNA synthesis occurs, we know it is very faithful, high fidelity, since DNA polymerase can actually repair mismatches. But that is providing it realized that the mismatch was there and providing it tries to repair when the mismatch is the actual last base it just put down. Imagine, and if you look, imagine that I am the DNA polymerase, that big enzyme, and I'm just in the process of making DNA. I would go forward in the 5' to 3' direction. Right behind my shoulder would therefore be the 3' end of what I just synthesized. If what is right behind my shoulder is the wrong letter, the wrong base pair, I have a 3' exonuclease activity as a DNA polymerase, and I can remove that wrong base. That repair, of course, that occurs is called the proofreading capability of DNA polymerases. But imagine for one instant that I did not realize that I mismatched my base, and now I am maybe 1 or 2 or 3 or more bases towards my 3' end. Now my mistake is no longer right behind my shoulder. The mismatched base is now farther upstream behind me. I can no longer remove this with a 3' exonuclease activity. This would then become a mismatched base. This is what the table is referring to. These are the mismatched bases that are missed by the proofreading activity of DNA polymerases. Well, certainly, since mismatches occur despite the high fidelity of these enzymes, we are going to need to have a recognition system for these enzymes. Notice that these DNA replication errors are going to be recognized by proteins that are known as MSH or MLH protein. Since they're found in human, they have a little H in front of them. And as all proteins go, they're encoded by DNA. Therefore, we have genes for these MSH and MLH protein. We give you two important examples here. We give you the gene HMSH2 and the gene HMLH1. These are two important genes that encode proteins or enzymes that can remove mismatches. Mismatches, once removed by HMSH2 or HMLH1, will be repaired by the classical DNA polymerase, DNA ligase. Is there any clinical relevance to these MSH and MLH protein? There certainly is. you would understand that if you had mutations in genes for these repair enzymes, if they were deficient, a little bit like we saw the deficiency of XC nuclease in xeroderma pigmentosum, well, if there were deficiencies in those mismatch enzyme that repair DNA replication errors, then those errors would remain in the cells. They would remain, the cells would divide, and now the daughter cells would have a mutation within that DNA. Certainly, if that mutation is placed within a key gene to be expressed by that cell, there may be abnormal proteins being made associated with disease states. We know, for instance, that it is deficiencies in those mismatch repair enzymes that is associated with the condition known as hereditary non-polyposis colorectal cancer, HNPCC. Do not confuse that situation with your more familiar pathological situation of familial polyposis of the colon. In familial polyposis of the colon, we're not looking at mismatch errors. Certainly here, this is a non-polyposis type of colorectal cancer that is associated with a deficiency in those key repair enzymes. There is another board point that will be done out of this section. Whereas the first three damages shown in that table, the thymine dimers, there is another board point that has to be made out of this table. Whereas the first three damages that you see in that table, the thymine dimers caused by UV radiation, the cytosine deamination, which can be spontaneous or due to chemicals, and the creation of AP site, which is spontaneous or created by heat, whereas those first three often occur most likely in the G0, G1 phase of most cells, these are environmental situation. The last damage that you have in that table is a mismatch by a human enzyme. This is a DNA replication error that occurs during the S phase. When does the repair therefore take place? Certainly not in G0, G1 phase. It would be too late if the cells had already divided to try and repair. And therefore, the repair, importantly for that last type of damage, occurs in the very important G2 phase, the G2 phase being prior to mitosis. Mismatch enzymes, therefore, need to be expressed during the G2 phase in order for the cell to repair potential replication errors prior to cell division, thereby making sure that the daughter cells would have appropriate DNA and appropriate function.